Here back at home, Queensland human rights lawyers are celebrating proposed new laws to enshrine human rights protections, which they say could improve health and education outcomes in the state. The Labor government's bill covers 23 human rights, from freedom of expression to cultural rights. It's not the first state to make the move, but advocates say the planned complaints process associated with the laws will make them the strongest in Australia so far. Stephanie Smale reports.
Queensland's Attorney-General Yvette Dath tabled the historic bill in State Parliament.
This human rights bill is about changing the culture of the public sector by putting people first in all that we do. This is about a modern Queensland, a fair Queensland and a responsive Queensland.
The Attorney-General told the House the bill has been shaped by similar laws on civil, political, social and economic rights around the world. The move has been welcomed by Queensland's legal community. Bridget Burton is a human rights lawyer and the director of the Pro Bono Centre at the University of Queensland.
The intention behind all of this, and I think that what they're starting to see in Victoria certainly and in the ACT, is that it's designed to impose a human rights decision-making framework within those government departments. And that's one of the things that we're really hoping that it will do in Queensland as well, particularly evictions from social housing.
23 human rights are protected in the bill, including privacy and reputation, cultural rights, the right to liberty and security, and the right to a fair hearing. Ms. Burton is hoping that including health and education rights in the legislation will be the major shake-up some Queenslanders need.
Two things that aren't in other jurisdictions are a right to healthcare and a right to education. We're yet to really know how those will play out. That's a very new thing for us. But I think that the right to education should provide some parents, and particularly parents with children with disabilities who have struggled to get access to equal educational opportunities. And I think it will assist people in remote communities who have struggled to get access to equal healthcare opportunities to really have a basis on which they can demand better access. And I think that that will affect very large swathes of the community which maybe have never had any cause to interact with human rights instruments in the past.
She points out the complaints process included in the bill gives the legislation more guts than the laws in Victoria or the ACT.
As a community-based human rights lawyer, it's been an enormous frustration for me a very long time to have people, you know, bring to me their breaches of their human rights that they cannot do anything about. So this gives us an additional option to make a complaint and try to see a way through that.
Why hasn't this happened before?
Well, there has been a push for it for a long time. I think you need a combination of things. You need a community that understands why it's important. You need politicians that are willing to cede some of their power, because it does require them as well to take into consideration human rights. You need to have a sophisticated enough approach to the issue and to really respect the diversity of the human condition, because it really asks us to be kinder to one another.
When the Queensland bill was being developed, concerns were raised it would open the litigation floodgates or hand too much power to unelected judges over Parliament. But those concerns haven't played out interstate. Queensland's Attorney General Yvette Dath told Parliament the law will apply to all government bodies and agencies, as well as private organisations such as prisons.
A Human Rights Act is something we should be proud of. We should champion it. The Palaszczuk government certainly will, and I can only hope that all governments in the future continue to champion this historic and important initiative.
Queensland's Attorney-General Yvette Dath. Stephanie Smale with that report.